Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 90. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 72, mainly clear. High of 93 tomorrow. Partly cloudy Friday with a high of 96. 92 Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 72 degrees.
Kansas, Middlebrook News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that she is still relishing in the total tax collections that came in for the state of Kansas for the month of July of 2025, saying that overall that tax receipts came in roughly 3.3% above estimates with a total of $21.2 million. Overall, the tax collections were also up near 1.5% higher from what we had seen in July of last year, with the statement from Governor Kelly released it yesterday saying, quote, while this month's tax collections highlight the strength of Kansas's workforce and economy, in the short term, I remain concerned about the long-term fiscal health of the state. We must stay vigilant and recommit to fiscally responsible budgeting in order to stay out of the red in the coming years. In other news, a hospital out of Manhattan, Kansas, has announced they have a new surgical robot from a company that shared a viral video in 2018 showing the machine was performing surgery on a grape. As according to Ascension via Christie Hospital, they have partnered with the Da Vinci Surgical System to bring in the state-of-the-art Da Vinci 5 surgical robot.
Back to school isn't just for backpacks and pencils. It's the perfect time to check new Kia off your shopping list at Midwest Kia. This August, Midwest Kia is helping you gear up for the new season with massive savings on our new 2025 models. Get rebates and special interest rates as low as 0%. That's right, rebates and 0% APR. You get both. Got a trade-in? Bring us any 2018 or newer model with under 100,000 miles, and we'll give you an extra $1,000 in trade assistance, no matter the make or model. And check this out. On every 2025 and 2026 Kia Sportage, Midwest Kia will match your down payment up to $2,500. Double your money, double your value. So before you grab the notebook and new kicks, make sure your back-to-school list includes a new ride from Midwest Kia. Visit the home of simple, transparent, fast, in-store or online at MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Trade-in assistance valid on 2018 or newer vehicles under 100,000 miles. Down payment match on all in-stock 2025-2026 Sportage. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Children and Families has officially announced they will be denying the latest request coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture after the USDA at the federal level had demanded that different state agency directors release personal information for those that were signed up for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, regarding applications, recipients, and members of their household. In a statement that was released from the Kansas DCF, they say, quote, the requested data will include sensitive personal information for any Kansan who lived in a household that applied for and or receive SNAP benefits from January 1st of 2020 through July 30th of this year. The data that was requested from the U.S. Department of Agriculture included names, social security numbers, dates of birth, and addresses, among other information. As DCF in their statement said, quote, DCF is committed to the security of Kansas's personal information and maintaining confidentiality consistent with the state and federal law. So far, several states had filed a lawsuit against the USDA to stop the forced production of the data. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Midwest summers get downright hot. Don't let your vehicle sweat you another year by getting that AC checked at Danes Automotive in Marysville or Waterville. From tune-ups and refrigerant checks to system leaks or compressor issues, this summer, let Danes Automotive in Marysville and Waterville keep you cool when temperatures rise. With over 85 years of combined experience, let the certified staff at Danes Automotive keep your vehicle's AC in top-notch shape.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the midterm elections of 2026 in the state of Nebraska continue to be front and center after the Democrat primary race for the second congressional district in the state has become less crowded after 69-year-old Mark Johnston announced at the end of last week that he has officially withdrawn from the race from the Democrat nomination to represent the Omaha area in that congressional seat. According to the Nebraska Examiner, Johnston had said that he lacks the infrastructure in his campaign to raise the funds and feels that Democrats have a, quote, extremely good chance at winning the open seat with the number of candidates that are currently running, saying, quote, given the fact that this race has heated up very quickly already, it's going to be a very crowded field and a very high money field. According to the latest federal fundraising reports, the Dennis Powell campaign and the newcomer in the race has led nearly $500,000 in fundraising, with State Senator John Kavanaugh of Omaha raising so far more than $130,000. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support, plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free, plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A hearing in Nemahal County District Court for 66-year-old Gary Hermisch has been postponed again. He remains in custody on charges related to the fatal shooting of Seneca priest Father Arul Karasala in April. The August 5th hearing is continued until October 14th by mutual agreement of the parties involved. Our public affairs guest this past weekend was Wayne Cruzy with the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville.
The organization has several different committees, and there is an Art Center Committee, and that's chaired by Xavier Null. Xavier lives in Marysville. He's a teacher at Marysville High School, and he's the one who chairs that whole committee. So you can contact him. You can contact me. Again, hopping on the website. Within the website, it shows you when is the Art Center rented, when is it available. It will also show you if there's something special going on. Like, for example, when Eric Stearns is here in February exhibiting his pottery, you can sure rent the Art Center, but the gallery is going to be filled with a lot of pottery. So if you're planning on having kids, that's probably not an event. It's probably not a time when you're going to want to rent the Art Center because there's going to be a lot of pottery around. So it tells you on the website, you know, if there are special things going on that you need to be aware of.
If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast on our website at KNDYradio.com.
And then we do have some events coming up in September. On September 13th and 14th, it's a Saturday and Sunday, we're holding events called Tearing Up the Dance Floor. So on Saturday night, the 13th at the Art Center, we'll do line dancing and like country swing, just as a nod to we're about to get a new dance floor or new floor. So we're calling it Tearing Up the Dance Floor. And then on Sunday afternoon, the 14th, we'll do big band stuff so people can come and dance. And then we'll take free will donations at that time.
A 4-part Spanish class is being offered this month for adults 18 and older. Learning for travel, business, or everyday life. Class will meet Thursdays beginning August 7th, 7 till 8:30 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Instructors include Jennifer Franco and Karen Rivera-Cobian, both originally from Guadalajara, and Pat Schutte, retired Spanish teacher at Marysville High School. Each session will center on practical vocabulary, conversation tips with time for questions. Classes are casual, interactive, and meant to help break down language barriers in everyday situations. Sponsored by Landall Company, One Marysville, and the City of Marysville, this Spanish class will be offered Thursday evenings beginning August 7th, 7 till 8:30 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. There is no charge, but for registration, contact One Marysville, 785-562-3101. Kansas Department of Transportation has approved bids for construction and maintenance projects in Kansas, including 3 culvert projects in Washington County. 2 are over Parsons Creek, located 8 miles east of the Republic County line, another over Horseshoe Creek, 2.5 miles north of Key 243. Claver Construction of Wichita was successful bidder on both projects at $1.4 million for the Parsons Creek and $700,000 for the Horseshoe Creek project. Seneca City Council at their July meeting discussed concerns with potential county zoning, which could affect the city's ability to control extraterritorial jurisdiction, which currently allows protecting city assets such as wells, springs, and the airport, and may further landlock the city of Seneca, which could hinder future growth opportunities. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Friday on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Marilyn J. Oldie, age 85, passed away July 31st, and a funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 7. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Oldie. Amanda Stevens Ames, age 45, passed away August 2nd. Funeral service Monday at 1 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment at a later date at the Brethren Cemetery, Holmesville. Visitation Sunday from 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Amanda Stevens Ames. Conrad E. Bergston, age 72, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service August 13th, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family, great friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Bergston. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a Sloppy Joe, baked lays, pea salad, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, a whole wheat roll, mashed potatoes, asparagus, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Health Department Outreach Clinic, Wednesday, August 6th at the Waterville Community Center from 1 to 2:45 and the Blue Rapids Community Center from 3 until 4:45. Adult, adolescent, and children vaccines, as well as blood pressure measurement. Please bring a current insurance card.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunny and warmer on Thursday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Staying sunny throughout Friday as well with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Slight chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers continue throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers are possible into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers may continue throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 51. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:31. It's 71 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 6th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to remind everyone that propane renewals are due August 15th. Don't let old man winter sneak up on you this year. Give them a call at 785-337-2446. Maximize your savings with a guaranteed propane contract and lock in your price for 1 to 3 winters with Sapp Brothers Petroleum. First year's lease payment is free for any new customer, so call for a quote. Servicing residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, treating you like family with service that'll make you want to come back.
Good morning, this is Chris Lewis. The Yankee slide continues against the Rangers.
The payoff pitch, swung on and looped to center. It's a base hit. One run is home. Peterson heading for the plate. Here comes the throw. It's cut off, and it's 2-0 Rangers as Rowdy Tellez delivers.
That's a 105-3. The Fan has the Rangers. They shut out the Yankees 2-0, the fifth straight loss for New York. Although Aaron Judge did return from his 10-day IL stint. Red Sox race past the Royals 6-2. And wrapping up the AL East, the Blue Jays in first place. They continue to play good ball, racing past the Rockies 10-4. Go to the National League in the East, where the Phillies, they shut out the Orioles 5-0. On the flip side, the Mets fall to the Guardians 3-2. It was announced on Tuesday that Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison has been suspended for the first 3 games of the NFL season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Addison pleaded no contest July 17th to a lesser charge to resolve a 2024 DUI citation. The plea agreement made him subject to NFL discipline. The Cleveland Browns are expected to start rookie Shedeur Sanders at quarterback in the team's preseason opener against the Carolina Panthers on Friday. Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, each dealing with hamstring injuries, and the team electing to limit the reps of 40-year-old quarterback Joe Flacco. The Indianapolis Colts, they will start Anthony Richardson in Thursday's preseason opener against the Baltimore Ravens. Richardson, he's in a quarterback battle with newcomer Daniel Jones. It'll be Jones who will start the team's second preseason game in Indianapolis.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a new career? Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville, now hiring for production positions, welders, painters, and assembly, as well as an administrative invoicing position. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, and exceptional benefits, include incentive bonus, paid time off, all-inclusive medical insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stocks lost ground Tuesday on reports of weaker-than-expected business activity in the service sector. The Dow Jones gave up 62 points, but still closed above 44,000. The S&P lost 0.5%. The NASDAQ fell 0.6. Oil went the other way Tuesday, rising on President Trump's threats of tariffs on India if that country continues to buy Russian energy. Both Brent crude and West Texas intermediate futures picked up 0.6% yesterday. McDonald's reports its earnings this morning. In the first quarter, the burger chain's U.S. restaurants posted their steepest same-store sales decline since the pandemic. Analysts do anticipate improvement in the second quarter. Two of the biggest names in sports are teaming up, with ESPN buying the NFL Network. The deal includes the NFL's popular Red Zone channel and fantasy leagues. In exchange, the NFL gets a 10% stake in ESPN, which is owned by ABC News' parent company, Disney. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. The grains markets started the day in the red and continue to go down all throughout the day. In the seeds market, we did see those going back and forth all throughout the day. They end up mixed on the board. And in the livestock market, the cattle reached some new contract highs and the hogs are soaring into the green. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the trading day. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, September corn down 5.5 at 381.5. December corn down 5 cents at 402 even. Kansas City wheat for September down 12.5 at 504.5. December KC wheat down 12.25 at 525.25. In the oats market, September oats down 10.5 at 328.75. December oats down 3.75 at 335.75. In the bean market, September soybeans down 3.75 at 971.5. November soybeans down 3.75 at 990.75. Soybean meal for September even at 277 even. October bean meal up 30 cents at 279.20. Soybean oil for September down 63 cents at 53.77. And October bean oil down 57 cents at 53.41. In the canola market, November canola down 10.30 at 672.20. January canola down 9.60 at 684.20. In the cotton market, December cotton in the green up 47 cents at 67.11 and March cotton up 44 cents at 68.42. In the metals market, August gold up 640 at 33.80.80. October gold up 590 at 34.05.40. September silver up 50 cents at 37.83 and December silver up 49 cents at 38.30. September copper down 6 cents at 4.37 and December copper down 6 cents at 4.43.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today.
Hey, I'm Madeline Drake. Army worms and fall army worms are a common pest found in Kansas fields, lawns, and gardens. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains armyworm and fall armyworm characteristics and activity in Kansas.
The two are very much alike. The two larvae are very much alike. They feed just about the same. The life cycle is just about the same. The amount of food they need to go clear through the larval stage is about the same. So I will kind of lump them together. At this time of the year, it doesn't really matter which one you have feeding. They're going to both feed pretty voraciously on your, on whatever your yard or your garden or your crop, whatever it is.
He discusses the insect's life cycles and when it is common to see them.
The difference is fall armyworms don't overwinter in Kansas. They come up every year on the wind in the spring, so they're generally a little later to arrive here than armyworms, but armyworms, they apparently do overwinter in Kansas, and still they don't overwinter in vast numbers, usually. So, again, it takes them a little while to build up their populations, which this is, I think, about second generation for this year. There probably maybe, again, it depends on the weather, there may be another at least one or two more generations of either one this year. But generally the armyworm will stay longer feeding into the fall than the fall armyworm, because as I said, the fall armyworm, they migrate south as adults. So they generally leave a little bit earlier than armyworms. Armyworms can stay here and overwinter as larvae.
Whitworth describes how to tell the two worms apart.
The best way to tell them apart, fall armyworms has those four distinct black, dark gray spots in a square on the last larval segment. Armyworms don't. That's really not important right now, but it will be in another month or two, because like I said, fall armyworms don't overwinter in Kansas, so armyworms can. Armyworms sometimes will move into the new wheat crop also when it's planted in September, October, and they can cause a problem then if the weather hasn't gotten cold enough. By cold enough, I mean for most insects in Kansas, it has to get into the mid-20s for a couple of hours in order to dissuade or kill any insects from feeding on your yard or your crop.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on armyworms and fall armyworms in Kansas. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Early August is much too soon for leaves to be turning, or is it? A look at what early color may signal on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 6th, the 218th day of the year. Comedian Lucille Ball was born on this day in 1911, and LBJ signed the Voting Rights Act in 1965. About this time of year, we sometimes hear reports of leaves beginning to turn already. Does it signal an early fall? Well, not necessarily. Normal color change is simply a function of shortening daylight. Leaves turning early could also mean a tree is under stress, perhaps from lack of water, disease, or root damage. For certain species, though, it's entirely normal. Sumac turns its trademark red at this time. In the north, butternut trees often begin turning in midsummer, and the vine, Virginia creeper, is right on schedule for a color change right about now. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 71 degrees. Seasonal highs around 90 on tap again today, with the warm-up trend continuing through week's end.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas City Chiefs owner and CEO Clark Hunt has reported that the team has not yet made a final decision when it comes to the location of their future stadium, but did add there is some, quote, urgency for a decision to be made relatively soon. As Cake News reports right now, they say they do have two primary options on the table, either renovating Arrowhead Stadium or building a new stadium in the state of Kansas. Both states have made offers to the team in order to be able to keep them on their side of the aisle as talks continue on both sides of the state line. But Hunt did add that these stadium deals are complex and take some time, saying, quote, the urgency for us really comes from a time frame of our existing lease, which expires in the spring of 2031. So we're coming up on 5.5 years left on the lease, and stadium projects generally are 4.5 to 5 years from the time you start designing, getting the entitlements, and then building whatever you're building. He went on to say that if they did continue at Arrowhead Stadium, that renovations would focus on the interior.